In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Where their worm does not die, and the fire is not quenched, it ought to send chills down your spine. The prophet Isaiah is describing hell. It is not a make-believe place. It is real. It is forever. It is not reserved merely for those who are blatantly evil, like Hitler and Stalin, but it is the place for all those who transgress God's law. The place where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched, O sinner, is your place. Don't be so quick to find an escape route away from our Lord's words about cutting off hands and feet and plucking out eyes. Sin is no game, no joke, nothing to be toyed with and winked at. It would, in fact, be far better to be lame and handicapped and crippled in this life than to go about blindly indulging in the sins that are destroying us. If you have never before imagined the possibility that you are not one of God's elect, imagine it now, before it's too late. Repent. Stop lying. Cease your vain posturing and pretending, your macho bravado, your rampant anti-pietism, as though God is so impressed with your theological maturity and faith that he'll just wink at your sins and drunkenness and vulgarities. Repent. This is no game. Why are you so impressed with the opinions of men? And why do you seek their honor? God sees through your vanity. You're not above the petty, selfish, shallow politics and posturing, all of the maneuvering that goes on around us. For once, admit that it is your own sin that is the root of your problems. Your own self-infatuation that loves to indulge in self-pity, that feeds your depression and frustration, your loneliness and anger. Stop naively blaming others and daydreaming all day long about receiving the accolades of the masses and being filthy rich with great honor. The place you deserve is the place where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Admit it, confess it, repent, woe to us. And find rest, O sinner, here, and only here, in the cup of refreshment that is offered for Jesus' sake, in Jesus' name, at Jesus' word, and even from Jesus' hand. Find in the cup of refreshment the ability to cut off hands and feet and eyes that cause you to sin from the inside out. Be emptied of your ambitions, of yourself, of your own desires, that you might forget everything but him. Be cleansed and be filled with the blood of Jesus Christ that makes you new. Here is the only answer, the only escape from the place where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. For according to his word, you are his little one. According to his word, by his promise, in his blood, you belong to him. This is what the word holy means. It does not mean, as some have speculated against the Hebrew, without sin. The word holy means set aside. It means literally belongs to God. So we speak of holy communion, holy marriage, holy baptism, the holy office, not because those things are without sin, but because those things were instituted by and belong to God. And in those holy things, God makes for himself, names for himself a holy people, those who belong to him. Woe to those who cause you to sin. For by grace, by divine declaration and intervention, you belong to God and you enjoy His eternal protection and care. It would be better for them if a millstone was hung around their neck. For He cares for you. He prays for you. He defends you. He points to His wounds, and the Father's justice will not allow Him to remember them or hold them against you, for you are His. And likewise, the Holy Spirit prays for you and lives in you and works in and through you, and even the armies of angels are guarding over and watching you and rejoicing in your repentance and faith. For you belong to Him, you are His. For in the waters of holy baptism, He named you with a mighty, powerful name, His name, and no one can take that from you. Come then, those who belong to Him, and receive the cup of Jesus Christ, which makes all things new, which refreshes and restores, which strengthens and preserves, which nourishes and heals. The worm is dead and the fire is quenched. In Jesus' side, thanks be to God. Amen.